We're in the middle of remodeling the house. And when I say remodel, it's not a big project. Floors, get the bathroom squared away, buy one or two new appliances, and put the rooftop deck in. And I got to get that bid out. You know, that'll be interesting. That'll be real fucking interesting, man. Spiral staircase. So I want above the master bedroom, spiral staircase going up from the master to a hot tub and a wet bar and a built-in barbecue with a little cooler. Now, I've done that before, and I got to be honest with you, it shouldn't be that much. I know the barbecue costs, the cooler ain't shit, you know. You get a good grill, a good big fucking grill with like some of that back burner on it and a little rotisserie going on and boom, boom, you know. It ain't cheap, but I'll tell you this, it's not going to break the fucking bank. And then the hot tub, it's the actual structure itself that's going to be really interesting. I've never done anything like that before. I put in backyards, I put in pools, I put in fucking patios, I put in all that shit, but I never put in a rooftop deck on top of your roof. And it's legal around here in the old El Pacifico. People do it all the motherfucking time. And I gotta get the motherfucker permitted. I'll tell you this right now, if they don't permit it, if they for whatever reason say we can't give you a permit for that, then that would be a reason to sell the house. I mean, I don't know what else I can do, man. You know, we don't have enough lot size. I could put a hot tub in downstairs on like the front patio. What the fuck, man? You know, I guess it'd be cool. You know, you just enclose it and shit, and because it's right out on the street. You know, who the fuck wants to do that? But I could take the downstairs of my house and turn that into a big-ass fucking atrium-style patio. You know, knock out a few walls and shit. I don't know. I don't know, and I know at this point I'm probably boring you silly with this shit, aren't I? All right, let's take a look at what we're doing here today on the show. Longtime our farmer contractor fired after creating this cartoon. Rick Friday has been giving farmers a voice limited Friday for 2 decades of cartoon farm news. Now like the farmer tells King he's been fired. Friday announced Sunday that his job has gone over after 21 years in a Facebook post that has since gone viral. Again, I fall hard in the best interest of large corporations. I'm no longer the editor of Farm News due to the attached cartoon. Well, let's look at it. I don't have a copy of it here in the story that I printed off, so let me go ahead and get it for you. Well, here it is here. All right, where are we at? Excuse me, I gotta get... Sorry about that, guys. All right. What I'll do is I'll just do that, and I'll do this. And I'll do this, and then I'll do this, then I'll do this.
For 2 decades, every Friday, Rick Friday's given farmers a voice and a laugh or two through his cartoons and farm news.
I don't feel it's something I have to do, to entertain, I guess.
But last Friday, this cartoon made it his last.
21 years, every week, sitting at this table, drawing a cartoon for him, and they decided that they just don't need me anymore.
In the editorial cartoon, you see two farmers talking by a barbed wire fence. The one on the left says, I wish there was more profit in farming. His friend says, there is. In year 2015, the CEOs of Monsanto, DuPont Pioneer, and John Deere combined made more money than 2,129 Iowa farmers. A day later, Friday got an email from his editor cutting off their relationship. His editor said a seed dealer pulled his advertisements with Farm News, and some people at the paper don't think Big Ag should be criticized or poked fun at.
When it comes to altering someone's opinion or someone's voice, for the purpose of wealth, I have a problem with that.
Well,
he posted
join the
his frustrations
club,
on
Ace.
Social media. The post went viral, and in the days that followed, Friday was motivated to draw cartoons no one was paying for.
It's just our constitutional right to free speech.
Sure,
and our
it
constitutional
is.
Right to free press.
It's his constitutional right to fire your ass too, man. I hate to say this. I understand where you're coming from, brother. We've all been there, and that's the way it is, Jack. You think you fucking got fired? Join the club, man. I get that shit I don't know how many times in my career. And, of course, they covered up. At least these guys were honest enough to tell you. But the thing of it is they never quantified, really, in the farm news how much money it would cost them if they fired Rick Friday. Or did they? I think, being a business, they probably did. What's this going to cost us in advertising? Will it cost them more in advertising when that guy published that cartoon? Did they say they lost an ad? That's what it's all about. Now, he says it's about free speech. Yeah, it's about free speech, and it's about Farm News' free speech. And their speech says they don't want your shit in their newspaper. You're an employee there. Now, you have free speech. You can go out and you can publish your cartoons on your Facebook page. There's more opportunity for free speech now than ever before in the history of the motherfucking country. Twitter, you know, Snapchat, Facebook, whatever, man. I mean, God, who can keep track? Periscope, are you shitting me? All kinds of shit. You know, YouTube, Ustream. So, go on out and do your thing, man. This guy here, I have sympathy for, but I don't. That's about as far as it goes. You ain't telling me shit I ain't heard before, and you ain't going through shit not a half a billion other guys that I know have gone through before. All kinds of cats have lost their gigs because they expressed an opinion that the big corporation didn't like. And where do you go to address that grievance? No fucking place, man. Or redress that grievance, I should say. Nowhere. Because it's their fucking newspaper, their radio station, their company. A lot of us got into this business with the idealistic idea that, hey, man, I'm going to make a statement on behalf of art. There were some of us that I just want to be an artist, you know. It's the same fucking thing. They don't give a shit. They laugh at you. They laugh at you, man. Here's where they're not going to laugh at you. Make them some fucking money, Rick. Make them money. Show them where your cartoons make money. So take those cartoons and put them in an alternate farm news. Put them in a farm news that's, you know, speaks for farmers, that has a political point of view that the farmers, you know, want to express, that may not be friendly to big ag, as you call it. That's not a bad idea. But what advertisers are you going to get? How are you going to make that motherfucker? You can do a subscription model. Subscribe only to farm news. We'll see. There might be a demand for his stuff that is enormous. You know, I don't know. All right, man. Where are we at? I know that I had started this thing. I got a line on you, babe. Donald Trump. He won in Indiana, didn't he? How about it, man? If I was Trump, I'd do it the way next week we have Pete Bone filling in. And we also have, for your own edification and interest, three shows that were never released on the public feed that we're going to release next week on the public feed. And you may enjoy those as well, our BSPs. I will promise you this, that I will do a chat on the Friday that we're on vacation. I'll do a chat with you. I don't know when I'll do the chat, but I will do a chat. I'll try and do some regular chats while we're on vacation. I'll try to do it like maybe when, Lauren's asleep or something, you know, so she doesn't scream at me. All right, let's see what we got here, man. All right, so I think I got a pretty funny story right here. Let me see what I got here. Here we go. Oh, Austin Marco. Dig this story. This is nuts. Coroner confirms two bodies. What's this? All right, pre-roll. Yeah, I know. Okay. That's fine now. I don't have time to do that shit right now. Coroner confirms two bodies found at Talladega Super Speedway. What the fuck? Talladega County Coroner Shaddix Murphy confirms the two people were found dead in a camper at the Talladega Super Speedway over the race weekend. Murphy said the bodies have been sent to the state forensic lab. The victim identified 19-year-old Joshua Doan and 48-year-old James Cook, both from Tallahassee, Florida. Murphy said investigators yet to determine how they... I wonder if they were fucking... everybody's going to say drugs, right? Were they like... I don't know. When you get that many people together, just like they said at Woodstock, you know, either Woodstock or Talladega, you get that many people together, there's going to be... Elephants bow out at top U.S. circuits. It's about goddamn time. You're trying to tell me, what am I supposed to be all fucking happy about you motherfuckers finally giving those animals a break? 11 Asian female elephants, the ring of the brother being retired. Well, isn't that nice? Now all of a sudden they got a, you know, look at this. Ringling Brothers has a center for elephant conservation. Isn't that nice? Now they're all fucking environmentalists. Animal care conservation. Well, if the focus is on animal care, conservation, and health, you wouldn't have them parading around like this. I don't give a fuck what you tell me. That's got nothing to do with animal care, conservation, and health. Don't give me your bullshit about how the animals like it. Fuck you. Do they do that in the wild? In the fucking wild, they kill those human beings that are on their backs. And they don't wear the greatest show on earth of their fucking heads in the wild. And they don't walk around all chilled out and just perfectly cool with crowds and crowds of motherfucking people there scaring the shit out of them. It's like the motherfuckers that tried to tell me that. And they don't, in the wild, do this shit. Elephants don't get on chairs in the wild and go, and all kinds of silly-ass motherfucking shit like that. They go out with their young. They're in herds. They eat. They migrate. They kick the fucking shit out of other predators and other creatures that threaten them. And they go their merry goddamn way. And when they see human beings, they are ready to fuck them up. That's not, so don't give me your shit about your caring. The first thing you've ever done in your lives, Ringling Brothers, for the care and conservation of elephants is to get them out of these shows. That's the first goddamn thing you've ever, don't give me your fucking bullshit about care and conservation. I'm sick of these people. I'm sick of them, man. I'm sick of zoos. I'm sick of all of them. Motherfuckers. But I'm not so stupid as to go down to the zoo and open up all the cage doors and let them all run out so they can get shot and killed or fucked up somehow out there. In the middle of human, you know, humankind. They haven't got a goddamn chance. Woman confronts man for using footsteps. Is this another? A woman's anti-millennial rant has been watched over 40 million times. The stupidest thing said to Jesse Waters about the 2016. A video posted to YouTube appears to show a woman confronting a man at a Walmart for being grossed with the food stamps. The video was created and gone viral. Shows the woman standing by the man. It's the checkout counter with a child. The two had apparently already exchanged words in front of children. The video started. I put in 50 to 60 hour weeks. The man said, I'm trying to provide for my family. He told her to deal with it, but asked her to mind her own business. What? I don't have to. It's a free country. Remember, the woman counted, if I'm going to pay for all your shit, the least I can do is talk. She argued the government pays for food stamps by taking money out of her paycheck and wonder whether he's a Hillary or Bernie supporter. The man thinks she just contact a congressman or vote Republican, saying that he doesn't make the rules on food stamps. Yeah, you just take advantage of him like everybody else, she said. Why? Well, why wouldn't I? Why wouldn't I? He said as the video concluded. Watch the heated confrontation. Let us know what you think. I think she ought to mind her own motherfucking business, especially with kids there, you know. Is it great that the guy's using food stamps? I don't know. Maybe he has to. Who is this fucking piece of shit cunt? And how the fuck do you make your living, you fucking hag? How about that? Let me see here, man. I think we're just about ready to rock this bitch. Woman files lawsuit. A federal lawsuit claims Starbucks regularly overfills its cold drinks with ice instead of using the advertised amount of coffee or other liquid in its plastic cup. Well, I regularly get a venti iced latte, and I'm here to tell you that it's perfect every fucking time. They don't overfill it with shit. They don't overfill it with ice. Do I love Starbucks? No. Do I think, you know, am I sick and tired of looking at them? Yes. Do I go there? Yes. Is that my fault? Yes. Do I like their coffee? Yes. Do I get their goddamn ice drinks? Yes. Do they overfill their cups with ice? No. Not in my experience. Every fucking day. I used to drink those big, tall venti lattes, just, you know, 360 calories. I drink like a non-fat iced latte now, which is, you know, I don't know, like 150 calories, 160 calories. If it's non-fat milk, though, I don't know where the... Maybe it's the goddamn sweetener. But anyway, I've been getting daily, almost, their iced lattes for, I don't know, a year. Never has there ever been too much ice. Sometimes it hasn't been sweet enough. Sometimes it's too sweet. Sometimes, whatever, you know. But never have I ever had too much fucking ice in this. It's been enough coffee. Goddamn sure the coffee flavor's there. Food stamps. All right. What do you want to do about that, man? What do we got here, man? Corner. Talladega. The elephants bowing out of the circus. That's Phil's unpopular rant. Oh, okay, so here's the elephants. Dr. Jim Sadler. I got a good one for Dr. Jim. That kills me, man. You bullshitting me?
It's too much ice.
Oh, go fucking fly a kite, bitch. Go find something to do, okay? Go find some, you know, volunteer work or something.
No, Mr. Henry. You know.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. You think you're so smart. No, I will be heard. I have a right.
On traffic. Phil Hendry show on traffic.
What am I doing? Sound effect. So, just so you guys know, what we're dealing with here in the next, few days is we're putting together two shows a day, so we're covered for vacation time, and that way we are, for the first time in years, we're actually going to have full-ass time off, and as much as I, you guys know how those fucking podcast remotes have gone, and if we go to Big Sur again, forget it. They just don't have, there's no fucking Wi-Fi up there, man. I never anticipated that there would be like no fucking Wi-Fi in certain parts of California. I mean, this is a civilized country and California is a fairly, infrastructured state. And we've got, but apparently up there in Big Sur, where the houses go for $6 million, minimum, they ain't got shit for Wi-Fi. Ask me why, I don't know. Maybe they want to keep all that goddamn fucked up civilization. We want to live in the most beautiful, although it ain't really hippie anymore, it's a bunch of goddamn rich motherfuckers, but, put some fucking Wi-Fi towers up, man. Get some fucking cell towers going, something. Hey, how come there's that redhead on Fox News with that one mealy-mouthed motherfucker? Clinton tweets, asks for donations to fight Trump. This guy's laughing about that. Wait till Trump starts asking for donations, motherfucker. Trump will get coal miners back to work. That means that basically what Trump's going to do is... he's going to do what, China, India, Russia, Brazil, all of these emerging states are doing already. They're saying this to the whole global climate change agreement, and trying to, write the environment that's slowly getting fucked up. Because they don't believe it exists, these motherfucking Republicans. They think it's these fucking clowns. No wonder their fucking party's going under. These jackasses don't believe in fucking proven fucking science. Science. I mean, even I was skeptical at one point till I asked people to lay it out there for me. Let me see it. Let me see the numbers. Show me. And I was convinced. And that ain't because I'm dumb. It's because I'm fucking smart. And anybody that doesn't believe that exists is a fucking idiot. That's all. No. You're an idiot. Or you're a liar. One of the two. So, all right, let's say you're not an idiot. Then you have to be a dishonest motherfucker because you cannot possibly have brains and say that climate change doesn't exist. I don't give a fuck what spin you want to put on it every day when you tweet. So... and you can get pissed off at it. Getting pissed off at me for saying this is like getting pissed off at Columbus for saying the fucking world is round. It's insane, but it's nonetheless expected. So that's the Republican Party. That's what they've been reduced to. You got to be kidding me, man. In other words, these motherfuckers can't find anything to be, they can't find a voice, a unique voice. Everything they do is reactive to the Democrats. If the Democrats think this, then the Republicans have found their stance. If the Democrats are in favor of this, the Republicans go the other way. If it's science, they go the other way. If the Democrats, if the polio vaccine had come out and was saving fucking lives and the Democrats encouraged people to get the polio vaccine, the Republicans would say don't get it. In fact, they came goddamn close to it because there were certain fucking brain surgeons like that goddamn fucking Rand Paul. And that guy's a doctor, and a few others who said, and I think even that fucking mental midget, was it Trump? Who said, the jury's out on these vaccines. We're not sure. And even Ben Carson, who's a doctor, had to finally say to the rest of them, no, man, no. No proven, even remotely proven linkage between vaccines and autism. Fuck you. That's number one. But these assholes... Because the Democrats believe in vaccines, no. Let them have a choice. What are you, fucking stupid or something? In other words, what you want to do is leave it up to any and all parents to make sure their children are vaccinated so that we don't have diseases becoming pandemic and epidemic in this goddamn country and world. So that we don't have fucking diseases spreading all over the place. Leave it up to the parents. Why? Because it's individual rights. Let me explain something to you fucking assholes. When it comes to a child's health, your motherfucking rights don't exist. Because you don't have the right to deprive a medical attention to your child. You don't have the right to kill your child or to make your child sick. You don't have that right. Well, it really pisses some people off, too. I want to have the right to make my child have polio, man. I want to have the right to allow my child to be infected with a fucking disease. Why? Because he's mine. Because it's a matter of fucking possession. This kid is mine. I created this kid. And I'll fuck this kid up in every way I want to. Because my life is so fucked up. And I am such a doofus. I will fuck this kid up. Because that's my revenge on life for allowing me to fucking live. Past the cradle. Truth. I mean, that's what I think. That's what I think a lot of people are thinking. I really do. All right. Yeah. You get into an argument with a fucking... These conservatives who think they're so goddamn smart, get into an argument with them about this fucking, you know, vaccination thing. And just hold them to that one point. Do you have the right to deprive medical attention to your child? Do you have the right to deprive vaccination, immunization to your child? Even if it's proven that that child could get sick? Go ahead, ask them, and you'll find out just exactly what they're all about. They're all about their personal rights, even at the cost of health to their own child. I don't want the government. I already heard you about the government. I already heard your fucking bullshit about the government. Okay? But the question is, do you have... You can't answer that question. So you say no. All right. So that means you may be responsible, but all those other irresponsible parents out there, they have the right to deny vaccination and medical attention to their child because you're down with all of your goddamn fucking cunt rights, right? Well, nothing defines those motherfuckers more for me than that shit. I've been pissed off for a long fucking time, man, about this shit. I feel betrayed. You know, I was a big George Bush supporter. Still am. Still am. I felt what he did we needed for this country. And I threw in with a whole bunch of scum-sucking dogs to support the president on the question of, you know, defending the country. And I'm going to tell you, it came at a big cost. I got called a conservative. I got painted with that broad brush, you know, I'm a right winger. Why? Because I supported the war in Iraq. Still do. Still do. And I'll argue it with anybody. I don't give a shit. First of all, I know that 3 out of every 4 motherfuckers I talked to about the war in Iraq supported it when it started. I know that for a fact. So it's only 1 out of every 4 assholes that I argue with about the war in Iraq. Only 1 out of every 4 of those motherfuckers was truly opposed to the war in Iraq when it started. And one of those people was not Donald motherfucking Trump. He was in favor of it. I think they had to skewer his ass with that. Just skewer his fucking ass with that. Then he goes on because he can't get... He goes on and says, I identified Osama bin Laden in 2000. Did you know that? Yeah, so did the CIA, the Clinton administration. It had been written in many magazines and articles. What are you talking about? Are you serious? Are Trump supporters so fucking stupid that they think Donald Trump came up with a real big revelation when he said he, you know, recognized Osama bin Laden back in 2000? Like, that's a real big thing? I mean, are they that fucking dumb? We got Trump. This country won't last another generation. I talked to a Trump fan. They all say this. All that's bullshit, but here's what he really believes. How the fuck do you know, man? Tell me what he thinks here. They can't articulate one thing. All they say, the rest of it's just horseshit. Good. Okay. The rest of it's horseshit. Like Ted Cruz's father was hanging out with Lee Harvey Oswald. That's, you know. All right. Fuck it. Ain't never gonna get any of these motherfuckers to understand what I'm saying, man. You know what I'm saying? Nah, of course you don't. You don't understand a motherfucking thing I'm saying. All right, man, here we go. I'm ready to go. You know, I, thugged out. Oh, here we go. Okay, this is it. Yeah, just breaking skin. Test 1, 2. All right, man, I'm ready to rock and roll this bitch. All right, Sherry's Berries, how about that? Give one a... Take two.